This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, May 4th. Well, the European Central Bank did raise rates 25 basis points. They had previously been going in 50 basis point increments. And they're going to do some more rate hikes. They're behind our Fed. But the interesting thing in the press conference was all about the U.S. banking failures. And what's bugging the market right now is PacWest Bank, a bank based in Beverly Hills, is now seeking investors. And Bill Ackman, who you may know from CNBC, is basically tweeted out that he expects most of the regional banks to fail. So what's happening is the systematic banking failures are starting to take a toll and drag down the entire market. And that's why the market got up on the wrong side of bed today. Now, the good news is when these things are going on, treasury yields continue to fall. And so that's a good thing. And that obviously takes a lot of pressure off the Fed. As I speak to you now, the 10-year treasury bond yield is 3.37. The other thing that's going on is we are getting earnings. And every stock I've had today that's announced earnings is up. And by the way, three of them are major oil companies. So earnings are still working. Okay. Now, I realize some of you aren't encouraged by a one-day pop because you think they're going to fizzle. But the bottom line is earnings are working. Okay. And the energy companies are very well managed. Some of them are cash cows. Because they've expensed all their wells and it's just everything flows down to the shareholders via dividends and earnings. Others have bought smaller companies with loss carry forward, so they don't even have to pay taxes. So that's interesting. But the bottom line is earnings are working. And we got another week or so of earnings coming out, and we all just let them come out. Just so you know, we're two-thirds through the earnings announcement season now. Sales are coming in 2.4% better than expected. Earnings are coming in 7.9% higher than expected. Earnings are accelerating. We are going from what I like to call a 15% market to maybe an 18%. The market should broaden out. And so don't be too discouraged out there. You know, we don't own bank stocks. I'm an ex-banking analyst. I know an inverted yield curve kills them. I just wish the Federal Reserve would know that. Actually, they do know that. They're just not doing much about it. So, but as market rates come down, the yield curve will eventually start to uninvert. But wow, it's the U.S. credibility in the world is really being hurt by these banking failures. And you know, right now, because of PacWest, everybody's expecting a new bank failure every week. So fascinating times we're in, but that's what's waiting on the market. Fortunately, your best way to combat all this is finding stocks with great earnings. So that's it. Salute Navalier. I just want to give you this quick update. I'll probably update the podcast tomorrow after the payroll report. Take care, everybody. Salute Navalier.